Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is a committee of the whole meeting here in the city council chambers. Mayor Burns was unable to attend. My name is Sam Hill. I'm an alderman of the first ward and mayor pro tem for the next several months until the new regime takes over. I'd like to call the meeting to order and call for consideration of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
How about roll call?
Alderman Ringer and Alderman Vogelsberg.
It's the minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just the minutes.
Now, yeah, voice vote is sufficient. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Approved. And that includes the approval of the minutes. About all that's on the consent agenda tonight, I guess. Okay. Items of business. The first item of business is to recognize the record specialist Kathy Baldwin on 30 years of service with the City of Geneva and the Police Department. Looks like half the Police Department is here, including Chief Bexon. And I hope the streets are safe with all you fine folks here. Kathy, you want to come up to the rostrum and we'll take care of this plaque for you. Congratulations, Kathy Baldwin. This is a certificate hereby presented to Kathy Baldwin in recognition of her 30 years of dedicated and distinguished service with the Geneva Police Department and the City of Geneva. Authorized the 28th day of March, Kevin Burns, Mayor. Congratulations. You want to introduce her?
All my friends, and right. Thank you for all of you coming. I'd like to introduce my son, Ernie.
Sorry, Ernie.
And my other son, who is serving, he's at basic training. We go down Friday for his graduation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I have my sister, Debbie, and her husband, Chuck. I don't know what to say. I know it's a milestone. I've really enjoyed the years. Met a lot of people still working, you know, plugging away, and I will for quite some time.
Good. Gonna go for 40?
Maybe 35.
Well, congratulations. You've been a wonderful city employee and a member of the police department. I know they're all proud of you. I know you're proud of both of your sons,
mm-hmm.
And good luck, and God willing, Godspeed for your son that's in the military.
Thank you.
Alderman Hill?
Yes. Alderman Singer?
Yeah, thank you. Kathy, don't run off. I would like to say congratulations, and I would like to thank you for all the service that you provided for our city. And it's always been such a delight when I've come over to visit that part of the department. You're there. You're very prompt, you're very courteous, you always have a smile on your face, you're always willing to show assistance and direction and help. It's been very, very appreciated, and I thank you so much for that. Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Alderman Singer. Any other comments? Okay, next on the agenda, recommend draft ordinance amending Title 4, Chapter 2, for licensing fees and number, adding one Class D,
so moved.
S liquor license to the Geneva City Code. So moved by Mr. Dantino. Alderman Dantino, seconded by?
I'll second that.
Who did? Maladra. Okay. You guys are faster than I can see. Any questions or comments from the dais?
Ask them.
Yeah, is there anybody here from the Walgreens store, which I believe is the organization? Yes, you want to come forward, please, or ask, answer any questions the council may have? If you would give us your name, please, and address, we would appreciate that.
I'm Christine Iyer, the store manager of the Walgreens in Geneva, 2100 West State Street.
Great. Are there any questions?
Will this service start soon, then?
When? The service, if we're applying for the beer and wine license, mm-hmm. and if we get it, we have to finalize with the state to get the application approved through them. We do our in-store training of all of our employees.
They go through the standard police department training, is that correct?
Yeah, they do the Bassett training.
Right.
Most of them have already done it. If we hire anybody new, we have them go through it to make sure everybody's compliant. Everybody's carded, no matter what their age is, and that birthday has to be put into our registers.
Even me?
Yes. Because our new systems, which some of our stores, we're getting new register systems, and it requires us to scan the ID. So just to be compliant at all our stores, we're just asking for everybody's license, so that way there's no questions whether we're offending you or somebody who is questionable.
Thank you.
Are there any questions? Alderman Flanagan?
Thank you.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Chairman Hill. I know how the store is laid out. Is it going to be sectioned off, or how is it? How do
yeah.
they normally do that?
We're asking for two sections of our cooler will be the beer, and we can pull down the blinds. We can even lock it if that's something that we need to do.
I see.
And then the 12-foot section of wine we would put in our aisle, and then a 3-foot end stand.
Okay, so it's not going to be really sectioned off where you have to go into a certain area and then out of a certain area.
If that's something that's required, we could. But it's the way it's laid out, it's hard to completely close off, like, the wine part because it's out on the warm floor
right.
with the other stuff.
I didn't know what our compliance was on that, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you. What I'd like to do, young lady, is introduce myself to you as well as Alderman Flanagan. I'm Alderman Singer, and you happen to be the area in which our ward is located in. And I have seen you in the store. I'm in there quite frequently.
Looking for beer.
And I tell you, no, we don't have it.
I don't drink beer.
You should try it.
Wine.
Yeah, I've tried that, and it's done the work. I wanted to say that it's been a great number of years ago that Walgreens went totally in the other direction and just eliminated all of their liquor and wine sales. Now all of a sudden you're going here. Is there a reason for that?
Well, we used to have a full department.
Yes.
We had the whole liquor department, and we found that it wasn't the best. As a company, they decided that it wasn't profitable enough, and you'd be able to better utilize the space with other health and wellness items. So we just took the whole thing out. And then now they've looked at it we've had a lot of customers asking for it, mm-hmm. and the convenience just of, you know, the everyday shopper coming in and they're getting their shampoos and their toothpaste and, you know, they come in, you have wine, and, you know, we don't have it now. So we just want to meet the demand of the customer and be competitive with other places around us.
Now your facility is open 24/7.
Correct.
Does that mean then that this license will be allowable for them to have liquor sold at?
Well, we would go with the hours. I mean, every town usually has hours that they cut off the sale
yes.
of it. So at that point, we could, you know, the beer, we could pull the shades down on our cooler.
Oh, yeah.
So then you don't even see it. If we needed to, we could have that locked up so you can't even get access to it. And then the registers have a lockdown where we put in a time that it's no longer able to be sold, whether it's between 7 and 10 or whatever hours are. We can put that in the registers.
Okay, very good. Thank you, mm-hmm. and good luck.
Thank you.
Alderman Piper, did you have a question?
Mr. Chairman? That was actually my question, but this is company-wide. This will be all of the Walgreens doing this.
That's the goal, but we're hoping to do. We've tried, we've gotten in quite a few of our locations so far, but.
Oh, that's great, thank you.
Any other questions from the dais? Any from the audience? Well, let's see, you have a drive-through area there, but I don't think that that's possible. Right?
Sorry.
I've been to Missouri a few times.
But our pharmacy staff will be licensed to do the training as well, because if somebody does happen to take it back there, then everybody's trained on the.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much. No other questions? Did we hear a motion to approve? We have that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of this motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay? And it's a unanimous vote. Congratulations, Christine. Okay, next on the agenda is the request by the Geneva Chamber of Commerce for Swedish Days street closures and the use of city services from June 19th to June 26th, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Brown and seconded by Piper. Any explanations needed? I doubt it. I think it's pretty well understood. Any questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Unanimous again. We're batting 100 or 1,000, whatever you want. next is recommend the request by the Geneva Park District for a Battle of the Bands event on June 20th of this year.
So moved.
So
second.
Moved by Flanagan, seconded by Vogelsberg. Any questions by the dais, from the dais? Any questions from the audience? No questions. So all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any, all those against, say nay. Another unanimous. Recommended request by Geneva Green Market for the use of a portion of Hamilton Street near River Lane from on June 23rd of 2011.
So moved.
Motion second. By Flanagan, second by Marks. Any questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Boy, I like to continue to bet 1,000. Let's see how long this will last. Mickey Mantle never did that. Next item on the agenda. Don't we need to vote? Oh, that's right.
I just the Mickey Mantle amendment. We don't have to vote.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Good. Get sent home. Next item on the agenda is recommend the request for the use of the public right-of-ways and waive the surety bond requirements for Gardenology event May 14th of this year.
So moved.
So moved by second. Piper, seconded by Brown. Any questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's a great batting average.
People should come to Gardenology on Saturday, May 14th.
There
good
you
idea.
Go.
Good idea. Next on the agenda, recommend draft resolution authorizing extension of professional services agreement with the Applied Ecological Services for the Prairie Wetland Maintenance Services at Prairie Green Reserve.
So moved.
Moved by Vogelsberg, seconded by Maladra. Any questions from the dais? Yes.
Hate to throw
Flanagan.
A wrench into your
well, you can average, ask questions. So. Just.
I just wanted to know if it was standard terminology when they refer to because of prescribed burning as a natural process subject to fuel loads, weather conditions, moisture, winds. Cannot guarantee any portion of the parcel will be burned completely or even partially. Is that standard?
It is standard.
So everything in here is
with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Same contract as previous years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Unch. Any other questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 All those opposed to it, or if anybody is opposed to it, nobody. That's good. Keep going. Next on the agenda, recommended draft resolution authorizing extension of professional services agreement with Applied Ecological Services for Prairie Maintenance Services. Oops. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you. I skipped one. Sorry about that. We're on letter H. Recommend draft resolution authorizing extension of professional services agreement with Applied Ecological Services for groundwater wetland monitoring at Prairie Green Preserve.
So moved.
Second. So moved by Alderman Melandre. Who seconded?
I did.
Ah, okay. Alderman Dantino. And any questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? None. Okay, now we can go to aye. Recommended draft resolution authorizing extension of professional services agreement with Applied Ecological Services Incorporated for the prairie maintenance services at the city water treatment facility. Any questions from the dais?
Any motion?
Oh, we need a motion, don't we?
So moved.
Okay, Alderman Vogelsberg. I'm not used to this. And Alderman Brown. Okay, and now we have any questions from the dais. Yes, we have Alderman Marks.
Is the city water treatment facility part of the preserve, or is it just adjacent to it that that's why we do it, just to keep those weeds down?
It's really the same type of work, okay. but it is a separate site.
The water treatment facility
is south of Kesslinger, and Prairie Green is north of Kesslinger.
And which budget does that come out of then?
That would be out of the water fund.
Okay.
Do they communicate hydrologically, the two sites?
Probably. I don't know how I can. Not by cell phone.
I don't get too personal. Answer.
I'm certainly no expert. I don't believe that they communicate hydrologically, but they do communicate, or they are under the they are over the same aquifer.
Prairie Green certainly drains some of the tracks.
Yes, it does. It's part of the Mill Creek watershed.
Water treatment plant must drain into the same watershed,
it does.
Which is the
it
creek
does.
Out there. Which creek
yeah.
is that? That's the.
Yeah.
I just don't know if water flows in the ground between the two sites. That I can't tell you.
But it's not a wetland, the water treatment site. The pond there is a retention.
There is a small wetland habitat there and retention area. But then this site covers both that, and this contract covers both that area as well as the open prairie areas within the site.
Which we hope to keep that one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Runch. Any other questions for Mr. Runch?
I'm going to have to ask Mr. Runch something.
Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Doesn't sound like it. Next is K on the agenda.
J.
Where's J? I already
nice
crossed her out.
Nice trash.
She needs to get home for some TV program. So she's trying to make me operate very fast.
Hey. I'm on staff.
I won't do the TV. Anyway, we're at J. Recommend draft ordinance amending the plan unit development to Dotson Place and 3rd Street parking deck. Is there a motion?
Second.
Alderman Melandre, Alderman Marks. Any questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Hearing no questions from either group. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Doesn't sound like it. Okay, now let's see where I think we're on K, finally. K is recommend draft resolution authorizing the publication of the updated City of Geneva zoning map. Do we have a motion, folks?
So moved.
So moved. Melandre and Dantino, right? Take your pick. They both said it at the same time.
I'll second.
Okay. Melandre's going to second it. Any questions from the dais? Yes. Pollock.
Is Mr. Runch going to address this?
If you want him to. Certainly.
Dick, are there any... Can you just highlight the changes that are being proposed?
Actually, there's only one change. It deals with the zoning map amendment that we did in the Logan Street area for the area by the water tower.
Oh, Logan Street.
Yep. That's it.
But you've also approved the presentation of the map, I believe.
This is a statutory requirement. We're required to update the map and make it official every year
but
in the spring.
But I believe the notation, annotation, et cetera, is better than it is in the past. It's a lot easier to read. And
we've made steady improvements in it over the years.
I noticed that. It was easier to find where I was looking on the map. So.
Thanks, Dick.
Any other questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? We're still having some luck here, aren't we, Gene? Okay, next on the agenda is letter L. Recommend a draft resolution authorizing a contract for budgeted purchase of a one-ton dump truck through the Illinois Joint Purchase Program. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Maladra motion, Vogelsberg seconds. Is there a question from the dais? Alderman Marks.
Mr. Van Gescom, is this the same truck that's in this year's budget and next year's? I mean, we moved one over. I mean,
it was actually in last year's budget and now moved over into this year's budget.
And is it in next year's budget? There's a truck. Wasn't there a replacement also in next year's budget? Or
if it was going to be, depending on the circumstances regarding the rate study, if it was going to be moved over, that was one of the things that we were going to move over again.
You know, so the maintenance cost in here isn't that high for all the trucks. I mean, this is one of the lower costs. Are we having problems with that?
I refer to Gary Paris, who's our fleet maintenance supervisor, to give me the details on this. And this is his recommendation going back past 2 years that this be replaced. I know that in the next year that it will have to have a new plow put on it, just one of the items, so roughly $5,000. So, but that's I'm basing my decision based on his recommendation.
It's just my thought at this point is, considering we're going to be doing some work on that fund for a while, that we just wait and move this off till next year, just because it's in the budget for that and we can kind of see where this whole fund is going. Because it's my understanding that the fund is still not going to make budget for this year. Is that correct?
No, correct.
It will not make budget.
As far as the revenues go?
Yeah.
Yes, not as what is projected, but based on the cuts that we've made, it will make budget. And this is included in that. And this was included in the reductions that I also made for this, for the rate study. But if we were to not approve the rate study and we were to not approve the rate increase, this was one of the items that we were going to, again, push back.
Push back. My recommendation would be is just push back until we really, truly look at that fund, and I'll be voting no for this for that purpose.
Any other questions? Yes, Alderman Dantino.
Now, what does current meter mean? It's not miles, is it?
It's hour meters.
So you have an hour meter on all these trucks?
That's something that Gary puts together, so I can't answer that. So our fleet maintenance supervisor. So
I will also be voting no, since I didn't vote for the water budget as proposed.
I believe Alderman Pollack is next in line.
Thanks, Sam. Alderman Hill. Bob, is it a gas or diesel?
Yes.
And you don't know how many miles are on it, correct?
I just checked it before I actually came here, just to verify. It is 75,000.
Miles?
Yes.
Okay. And as you were talking to Alderman Marks, you advised that had the rate study not passed, then this vehicle would have been pushed to next year. So is it fair to categorize this as a want as opposed to a need?
All that I just want to make sure that everybody understands that, yes, it is a want, but if we continue to go down the road of deferring things, that eventually I'm going to have two utility vehicles, I'm going to have a backhoe, and a dump truck within the next 2 years that are going to need to be replaced. I'm trying to avoid that. I'm trying to space things out as logically as I can with the intent of making sure that the recommendation comes from the fleet service manager, not from my recommendation, ultimately, but from the fleet service manager.
Thanks. I understand what you're saying, Bob, and I understand your logic, but the mere fact that it's something that's not desperately needed and more so of a want, and considering the actions of this council the last week or so, we really need to tighten our belt. So, thanks.
Any other questions from the dais? Yes, Alderman.
I just had a quick one.
Oglesburg.
Was this something we approved last budget year? So it's already been approved, and we have the money because it's in. Okay, I just was. Thank you. Correct.
Alderman Maladra. Sorry, I missed you there.
That's okay. That's all right. So to be clear, we're talking about buying a truck out of this year's budget, the budget that we debated a year ago, not the budget that we debated a week ago or two weeks ago, correct?
Correct.
In your statement, revenues are falling below what we anticipated, but you remain fiscally responsible in that you will pay your bills this year, so we'll have a balanced budget in the water department even if we buy this truck, correct?
Correct.
This is a truck that we wanted to purchase 2 years ago. We determined at that point that it was a want. This year, your fleet manager is saying that it's becoming a need, if not already a need, and we will be checking the pricing model in the water department for future years. Folks, it ain't going to get any better. The truck's not going to get any younger. It's not going to get any stronger, and we can afford to buy it now. I'm not sure I understand the rationale for pushing it off. The current fiscal year ends in a month. What are we going to do with the money if we push it off? I say it, if you don't need it this year, well, actually, we didn't need it a year ago. I think we're going to need it this year. Otherwise, we run into the situation that Bob was describing where we need to replace multiple vehicles at one time. And it's prudent to cycle these things.
Alderman Piper was next, actually.
Okay. Didn't see you. I think was the most important thing said was we are going to need multiple vehicles at one time, and then we're going to be caught in a situation where we got to buy three or four or five things. If we're covered for this, that our fleet manager for the city has been using the same rationale to purchase vehicles for years. He knows when we get to a certain point, it's going to cost us more to maintain them than it is to purchase new. We have that set up in our system, and he knows what has to be done to these vehicles, and we've approved that for vehicles for many, many years. If we're budgeted and we're covered, we hired him to do a job, and in my estimation, it's not you coming in and saying, well, I really want this vehicle. It's him saying, we need to have this vehicle. I'm not going to sit here and play I'm smarter than you. We can have this for one more year. It's in the budget. We're covered. Let's get the vehicle so we don't have to buy the four other vehicles when we're in the middle of trying to fix a fund. You've made your budget cuts in good faith, came in here, showed us what they were. We're covered for a truck. Let's get the new truck and move on.
It just has one of the lowest costs of maintenance on here. If you look at it.
I don't care if it has the lowest cost of maintenance or not. It's covered, and he's came in and already made his cuts.
I'm just saying it's got the lowest cost
of
maintenance on here.
I don't care what the maintenance cost is right now. The fleet manager says we need the new one.
We've got other ones on this list that have more.
Gentlemen, take it easy here. Let me recognize you, please, as you raise your hand. Thank you. Alderman Pollack, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, just a quick follow-up. And, the word need was interjected there a couple times, and that's not what was said. It was a want, not a need. And secondly, last week the city administrator scared the heck out of all of us with the local government revenue cuts that might be coming down the pipe. And I think more so than ever, we really need to look to see what's in the budget, what we can and cannot cut. Bob, you're doing a great job. There's no doubt about it. But just because it's in the budget doesn't mean we have to spend it. Just because a vehicle has 75,000 miles on it doesn't mean we have to replace it. My God, if I went home to my wife and said, well, the car's got 75,000 miles, time to get a new one, my daughters would be happy. I'm not smiling. We're trying to get the maximum miles out of these vehicles, putting preventative maintenance into it to get another year out of it. we should ask the same of the city vehicles that we would ask of our own personal vehicles. Thank you, Mayor.
They're two completely different things.
Alderman Maladra, you have the floor.
So we predict a cloudy future. And we say, take this truck that we can afford this year and defer it for some point in time when we may not be able to afford it. That does not make sense to me, folks. We're being prudent here. We're saying we need a truck. We can afford the truck. Let's buy the truck while we can afford it. To defer, to wait, it's the same thing that we do over and over again. We throw into a pile of capital improvements things that we, in all our experience as truck owners and truck drivers, say we don't need. And then we say, when the time comes, whatever Ray just referred to about revenues being decreased, I just don't understand the wisdom of saying, let's put it off till next year when times are worse. It's counterintuitive to me.
Anybody else on the dais? Yes, Alderman Vogelberg.
Bob, can you just explain about the plow again? So no matter what, even if we keep the truck, we have to buy a new plow?
Correct. I mean, we're at least within the range of $5,000. It needs a new plow.
But you can put the new plow on. If you were to buy a plow, you can always put on the new truck.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
All right. So it's not like you have to buy it twice.
May I ask the question, is that the plow that Randy used on the curb in front of my house?
Very well could have been.
You did a great job this winter. Any other yes, Alderman Brown.
I look at this list, and it seems we have to buy a truck approximately every 2 to 3 years. We have seven trucks, and they lifetimes over a period of about 14 years here. This is just like our police vehicles. We have to keep replacing them on a schedule, or else we're going to fall behind. And once you fall behind, you dig yourself a hole. This vehicle appears to be the one, according to the fleet manager, that needs to be replaced. We haven't had a new one since 2008. This is now the third year, so I'm going to vote for this. Thank you.
And yes, Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Chairman Hill. I voted against the rate increase, but I'm not going to vote against the truck, because I think that, well, first of all, it's in last year's budget, and so I'm going to vote for it because it's already in that budget. So I guess if it was this coming year, I would maybe have a little bit more reservation, but thank you.
Any other questions from the dais? Questions or comments? Any questions or comments from the audience? I will reread the motion. I would like to have a roll call vote, please. The motion reads to recommend a draft resolution authorizing a contract for budgeted purchase of a one-ton dump truck through the Illinois Joint Purchase Program.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Nay.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Alderman Hill votes aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
7-3.
The vote total is 7-3 in favor of the motion. Okay, next motion is to recommend a draft resolution declaring city vehicle G34, which is the one-ton dump truck, as surplus property. Is there a motion for this?
So moved.
So moved, Alderman Brown?
Second.
Alderman Singer seconds. Are there any questions or comments from the dais? Any questions or comments from the audience? Hearing none, either location, we don't need a roll call, I don't believe. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say
nay.
Nay. Sounded like two?
Three.
Okay.
Four. That is so well, now they put it in terrible position.
Next motion is to recommend approval of the memorandum understanding with Garden 6 Joint Ventures located at Lot 3 of the Geneva Business Park related to utility installation postponement. Yes, that's where the end of that is. Any, is there a motion on the from the dais?
So moved.
Alderman Brown.
Second.
Alderman Singer, seconds. Questions from the dais?
Sam, yes. Thanks. Is this just a postpone indefinitely or a postpone till times get better?
I think Pam's going to answer that.
Yes, Pam Brobiak.
Hi. What this is understanding that will be filed with the property so that should someone in the future, whether the current owner or future owner, want to continue development where it left off, then this would be activated so that we would get an LLC to cover the future improvements. So it would be filed with the property.
So it becomes the
so what's the answer
on the property?
So what's the answer to the question, though?
It's indefinite.
It continues on as long as the property is there until such time that someone would develop it and we would need to activate it to cover the improvements. But I guess once the development occurred and the improvements were installed, then it would no longer be needed.
But do you have an indication from Garden 6 Joint Ventures as to them going forward?
At this time, my understanding is that due to the economy, they've stopped development, and there was a LLC on the books, and they've asked that it be taken off. Well, because it would continue indefinitely, that we would hold that until they would develop. And with no development in the near future, we still needed some way to be assured that the improvements would be covered should development start back up again. So talking to the attorney, talking to everyone here, we felt comfortable with proposing a memorandum of understanding as long as it would be filed with the property.
And is the LLC being dissolved?
Yes, we would then dissolve the current LLC because it's really not needed right now. The improvements don't need to be installed because there's no facilities right there that need them. I guess that's the reason why we would feel comfortable dissolving it.
Alderman Brown, did you want the floor,
yeah,
sir?
I mean, see, when you say this is filed with the property, this then becomes equivalent to a lien. Anyone looking at title in the future would see this?
It would be on the title, yes. I don't know legally if you would call it a lien, but it is an encumbrance on the property.
It's encumbrance, okay. That's probably the word I should have used. Okay, all right. So it's not as if it's going to be forgotten either by us or someone else.
Like exactly, and that's why it's so critical it gets recorded with the property.
Right, thank you.
Are there other questions from the dais for City Engineer Pam Brobiak?
Just for clarification,
yes, Alderman.
Garden 6 Joint Ventures is an LLC. Yes or no?
It's a, excuse me, it's a what?
LLC.
I don't know their corporation, how they're formed.
Okay.
An LLC.
So then we don't know if the LLC has been or going to be dissolved.
That would be something you'd have to ask the city attorney.
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the city engineer? Yes, Administrator McKittrick.
Could, just for clarification, that encumbrance is filed on the property regardless of who owns it.
Right.
Whether it's this property owner, whether they're an LLC, a sole proprietorship, or someone in the future, it stays with the property. So.
Any other questions or comments from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Another unanimous. Next on the agenda is letter O, recommend draft ordinance amending Title 9, Chapter 1, Article A of the City of the Geneva City Code related to net metering and interconnection policies for on-site renewable generating facilities.
So moved.
So moved by Alderman
Second.
Brown.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Marks.
Couple questions.
Does Mr. Buffington?
I'd like to make a comment. In your board packet, we also sent the draft, and that was inadvertent.
Actually, the one you're looking at is on your board packet 83 to 85. And we're kind of excited about this. Tom, who's doing the project, is here. Not very often do we get to put in something like this, and the city's not paying for it.
I think Alderman Brown has a question, Mr. Superintendent.
I take it you have a first customer, is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I've talked to you about this in the past and wondered when we could make progress, and I'm glad to see in these times you've made progress. This is clearly a complicated set of two things here, the interconnected and the networking, et cetera. I presume that if anyone's interested, the first thing they should do is contact you and talk to you.
Yes, sir.
You can work them way through this, because this is not easy reading.
And also they need to contact the building department?
Both.
Yes.
Be involved. And I presume that you could direct them. Either you or the building department could be the first stop.
That's right.
And presumably, since this is our first attempt at this particular ordinance, and we have one and maybe two or three customers, that you would be amenable to people asking about possibilities of changing slight details in it, et cetera, when experience. In other words, this ordinance may actually come back to us in the future with some small changes.
That is always possible. The one part that wouldn't change is the safety aspect of the ordinance.
And the parts that relate to state law, which is...
That is correct.
...parts of it, as I understand, right? They're referenced. But so either you or the building department, if people are interested in this, is our customer less than 10 kilowatts or more than 10 kilowatts?
Presently?
Yes. The first customer. Likely to be
2.4, I believe.
Ah, okay.
2.8.
Oh, wonderful. That boundary looks somewhat artificial. Is that sort of likely to be the boundary between residential applications and commercial applications?
Very likely.
Who happen to have extra generation for reasons that having to do with their product line?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other safety reason to cut it at 10 kilowatts, or is that just a convenience?
That's more convenience for rates.
Convenience for the small right. customers and for rates.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's well done. I appreciate the fact that you've gotten around to taking care of this, and I hope that the people who are first and second customers will do very well and convince others to join
the
bandwagon, I hope. Thank you.
Alderman Pollack.
Thanks, Mayor Pro Tem. Mike, the approximately 2 kW that's being generated, how is that being generated?
That's solar.
Solar? Okay. Is that a commercial or residential application?
It's a residential application.
Okay. Now, I read, unfortunately, on page 80 through 82, as opposed to 83 through 85, I found that there was no incentive for residents to sell power back to the city. That is, there's no credit for excess energy that's being generated. Why is that?
Actually, the way it works is, and if it's sized right, there won't be any extra energy, but his credits start in April and run through April the following year in anticipation that he will use up all of his credits. It'll cost us more in meter reading and in billing cost. Billing costs for him to get credits and us pay for them. For us to go out and meter read a meter of this type, it costs approximately today about $608 a year.
And why would it cost that much to read the meter?
Because you have to send a lineman out. The lineman has to stand out there and download the information. We have to bring it back and run it through the programs, which is, again, lineman's cost. It has to go to administrative assistant with her costs, then on to the office.
By contract, are we required to have a lineman go out and do this?
Right now, that's the best way to do it for us. And what we do is, this would be equivalent to our large meters, which is like Johnson Controls and so forth.
Right, but by contract, are we required to have a lineman go out and read that meter?
We could do it cheaper.
Okay, great.
But to do it cheaper, to read one meter for a year costs us $6.80, whereas the read to large meters costs quite a bit more.
Okay. Well, it's certainly interesting technology, and I would suspect that this will only flourish as time goes on, not only with solar, but wind as well. So congratulations, and hope you can work out all the kinks.
Thank you.
Can I ask the second question?
Alderman Dantino is next on the list, and Alderman Brown.
So then I'm to understand we're not paying for the electricity that comes through this?
No, the way it works is he gets credited on his electric he uses, and it balances against that. Anything that is not used within a year's worth of generation, he loses.
Okay. And the customer has to pay for the meter?
The customer pays for everything that's exceptioned beyond normal meters.
Okay.
Including any additional meter costs. So to answer your question, it costs more to do the meter reading and the billing than he would get back on his meter if we were to take it straight to billing. Correct.
Alderman Hill, can I ask Tom a question?
Go ahead.
Tom, are you satisfied with this? Tom is... can he do that? He's the gentleman who's putting this in.
I had a Peter Falk moment. Can I have one more question?
Well, Alderman Brown is next on the list.
I still have the floor.
All right, you do have the floor. Ask the gentleman a question.
If he wants to make comments, I'd like to hear them, but I would let Alderman Brown and Alderman Paul.
Alderman Brown,
I would yield the floor to your constituent.
Absolutely.
Fine.
I'd like to hear what his comments are regarding this.
Sure.
Tom installs these for a living, so...
Could we have your name, sir, and your address, please?
My name is Tom DeBates. I live at 524 Summit Street. And I applied for and received a permit to install a photovoltaic system. I'd like to thank Ralph for help expediting the process. There are some questions I have on the draft, and I'd like to make sure I have the correct draft. The one I have that I'm referring to refers to small power generating facilities. Is that the correct one? Okay. The first comment I'd like to make is that I'd like to see some wording in here to the effect that the customer receives all of the renewable energy credits that the system generates. This is pretty important because those can be sold and help pay down the system. So I think it'd be nice if there was some wording to that effect in the agreement. Then on I don't know which number it is, B, Part D. The city is under no obligation to purchase energy supplied by the small power generating facility. I'm a little unclear as to what no obligation means. If that.
Not required.
Not required. I think not required would be a better word there. Let's see. It says under Part E, the city will install a meter at the point of delivery for the sole purpose of monitoring the energy load delivered by the SPGF. And the retail customer shall thereafter be responsible for any costs associated with the maintenance and removal of the meter.
Was that E? Is that what you said?
Yes. E is an echo. And we had some a meeting at the electric department a couple weeks ago.
That was correct.
On this. And it was my impression that I would be responsible for the cost of the meter, installing a meter, but not any extra cost for billing.
Mike, is that under the interconnection or the net metering? Because that's different. His letter E is different than ours.
Administrator McKittrick would like to make a few comments, I believe.
If I might make a recommendation, it was my understanding that the gentleman and our electric division had worked out all of the language, Mr. DeBates had received a copy of this before it got here. If that is not the case, my suggestion would be that Mr. DeBates work with Mike before making a recommendation with amendments go back to the table, work out all of the language details, and then bring that back so that it's clear, so that we're not recommending something that's unclear going forward.
Yeah. Tom and I met, with the exception of two things that was in here, and correct me if I'm wrong, is we sent it over to our lawyer, city lawyer, and he added a couple sections. One of clarification. The clarification in B is guidelines for interconnecting utility systems. And in that section, he discusses such things as could disconnect the system in the event of a utility disturbance. Again, what we were doing is clarifying the safety of the system. That is up here in the codes where we address the codes, the IEEE codes and so forth. The second part that he put in here, and Tom did recently just mention that, D, and that's on page, I want to say, 85 of your...
Bottom of page 85.
Yeah. And where generating facility must comply with the city's interconnection policy. Is this the one you were addressing?
Mm-mm. No, it's actually the
same. No, well,
I'm
before.
Not sure we have the same.
I think Tom only has the draft, Mike. Yeah.
He may be working with the draft right here.
Okay, no, that's not the D I was referring to.
Yeah, why don't we just heed Mary's advice?
We can't take it back.
Sam, yeah. Why don't we heed Mary's advice?
I don't believe what he is questioning is what our attorney recommended. I think they're two different things. So my suggestion is that you work with Mr. DeBates to work out the language as far as you can go to accommodate him, and if not, to make your recommendation, but to bring it back to the council so that it's clear as to what you're recommending and perhaps what he is in disagreement with, rather than you each having a different version and us trying to make an amendment on the fly.
That's fine.
Okay, do the people who made the motion and the second, Alderman Brown and Alderman Marks, will you withdraw your motion and the second, please?
Yes.
Can I make another motion encouraging the electric department to work with Mr. Bates and come forward with a draft at our next meeting?
You're asking that the
second.
I'm just trying to make a positive motion with little impact other than to acknowledge that so far I think what we see is good.
We know they're coming out. That's okay.
Mr. Mayor, I don't know that a motion is necessary. The staff has already agreed to work with Mr. Bates.
Yes, sir, Alderman Brown.
This business of the meters, et cetera, presumably in the future that's going to get better. If this becomes more common and these meters become more common in use and their price might go down, et cetera, I mean, we're talking about a first and second user here, right? So some of this is what I was talking about earlier, where some of this might become a little straighter in the future and a little more clear.
That is correct. Presently, we do all of our meter reading by hand, personally reading it. If in the future, and I'm saying further in the future, we come back to the city council after being completely reviewed, there may be a different way of handling it.
These may be the first meters that can be read out remotely.
Yes.
Some future transition to remote meter reading.
Yes.
That would be good. The other thing about the city has no obligation, I believe that's just to protect ourselves. If the local grid is down, the resident can't say, hey, you're not using my power.
Basically what it's saying is we don't guarantee that you did it right. If there's a problem out there, there is the customer's responsibility. We're not going in there and looking at each item that he's hooked up and to make sure it works right. But it's his responsibility if our system shuts down that he disconnects from us.
If I could clarify that a little bit. The equipment that does...
Could you use the microphone, Mr. DeBates, please?
Sorry.
Thank you.
The equipment that's installed to actually do the power conditioning that communicates with the grid has to be listed to UL 1741 and IEEE 1547, I think. Mm-hmm. And as part of that listing, it has to do these certain functions, and amongst those functions are the ones listed in the document here. As far as disconnection
when I understand the disconnection. I was wondering whether you were in a position to be generating power, but for some reason our local line was down because your neighbor's line was being worked on or something. The city would have to protect itself, I assume.
Well, if the grid is down, the system goes offline.
Yes, because you have to detect the phase of our system, right?
Yes, it's it detects voltage and frequency.
Most importantly, phase. You're not driving it backwards. Okay, thank
Any
you.
Any other comments from the dais? Alderman Pollack. Are you done, Alderman Brown?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Alderman Pollack.
Mr. Buffington, we learned, I don't know, I think when Gary was here last, he was telling us that in some states, if you generate electricity, the provider is required to pay the retail rate to the person that's generating electricity. Is that?
We do that by basically crediting his account. The way it actually works is the meter will either read zero or back, and then the residential customer merely gets paid or gets billed the customer charge.
Okay. So this is in its infancy, and it's not that we're saying he can't generate excess power. Rather, he will be receiving a credit on a going-forward basis.
For a year.
Correct.
But yeah, it's on an annual basis. Otherwise, it would fall into the same area as we do the landfill. And right now, we're paying the landfill 3.7 cents a kilowatt hour, which is quite a bit less than the residential rate, which you'll be credited.
Right. Right. I understand.
Any other questions or comments from the dais?
Good luck to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Questions from the audience? Well, I have a next-door neighbor who's an electric engineer, and I hope he's watching so he can explain all this to me. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Buffington, explain. Mr. DeBates.
Explain the yield I talk.
Yeah. Okay, the next is on the agenda, letter P. Recommend draft resolution authorizing contract with Clark Environmental Mosquito Management Incorporated for 2011 mosquito control program at a cost not to exceed $78,000.
So moved.
So second. Moved by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Marks. Any questions from the dais?
Sam.
Yes, Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Chairman Hill. So Clark Environmental Mosquito Management is still the only game in town? And is that a good rate for two applications?
From what I understand from Dan, since he wasn't here today, he's mainly deals with the contract. But it was bid out a few years ago, and so this is just a continuation of that contract. However, the council wanted us to bring it forward each year just to make sure that, yes, we're going forward with it. But he did tell me that the last time that the city bid it out, they were the only bidders.
That's what
so,
I thought, but
I don't
was wondering
think there's
if the game changed.
Okay.
Thank you, City Engineer Roviak. Yes, Alderman Pollack, did you have a question?
Yes. Thanks, Mayor Pro Tem. Pam, I understand it's been a couple of years since this has last been bid out, but I would vote against this only because we're not bidding it out, and we should bid it out, and if they're the only game in town, they're the only game in town, but we won't know unless we try. So thank you.
Any other questions from the dais? Yes, Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pam, how do you define this issue regarding as needed? The treatment that's authorized by the city on an as-needed basis?
Well, part of the service is that they do regular trapping of mosquitoes, and they monitor the bird population, so they see if West Nile is in the area. So we only go forward and treat if there has been West Nile detected actually in Geneva. And I know that Dan works very closely with Mary on those situations. We have not been treating for nuisance. So the as needed is when there's a potential health threat, then we will treat.
I see that you reduced the budget as opposed from what it was last year. So the $78,000 that we're going to expend for the service is one in which is, if it as needed, the service will be provided, and even if it isn't needed, we're still charged $78,000?
No, I believe that then we won't pay for those separate treatments.
Okay.
So it could end up less if we have no detection of West Nile in the coming year.
Good. Yeah,
it's $64,000.
$64,000.
Mm-hmm. For the base rate. Right. And that's for the trapping and
is
monitoring.
Is that in the document?
Yep. Page 92.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Any questions from the mosquitoes that are trying to get born and come and bite us? I hope not. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Another unanimous. Well, we're back on the winning track. Let's see. Last is the recommendation.
Oh, Sam, pardon me. I misvoted. I was looking ahead.
We already announced the totals.
Well, there was an error.
That's one too many, Peter Falk.
Next motion has not been accepted. He could change his vote.
All right.
So I'd like to change my vote, please.
You want to change your vote today? Correct. All right, Alderman Pollard.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph.
I didn't think you were
okay. You just didn't like to see me win another one, did you? Anyway, recommend draft resolution and real estate agreement, sales agreement, for sale of surplus properties located adjacent to and or near the 700 and 800 blocks of James Street.
So moved.
So moved by Alderman Pollack and seconded by Alderman Piper. Any questions from the dais? I hear none, see none. Any questions from the audience? None, see none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Okay.
And thanks to Mary and the city staff for finding these properties and getting them off our backs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To fight?
A true declutterer.
Thank you, Mrs. Robinson.
The song going down, too.
Is there anybody from the dais that has anything for new business?
I do, sir.
Yes, sir. Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are two issues I'd like to bring forward. One that I will speak to, and the second that Pam Broviak will speak to. I was called recently from one of my constituents in regard to the number of Christmas trees that are still found in the immediate areas of our community. And I was asked as to whether or not and when will they be disposed of. Having conversation with Pam this morning in this regard indicated to me that as Kramer comes about handling its responsibilities of brush pickup, they will begin to pick up those Christmas trees. Secondly, the other issue was asked of me regarding the land areas, the street areas that are up for resurfacing. I don't know when and which ones they are, but Pam said she would speak that issue. So if I may, Mr. Chairman, ask Pam to come up and address.
City Engineer Pam Broviak, you have the podium.
I was just going to give a quick update on the timeline and where we're at with the project. We resubmitted the plans to IDOT last week, so we're waiting for the final approval. Based on my conversation with the representative there, he indicated that there's a good likelihood that we could be bidding it out this week. So we would open bids tentatively on April 19th and then execute the contract probably during May after council approval. And we're looking for around a June 1st construction start if we can follow through on this timeline depending on the IDOT approval.
Excuse me.
We're going to post everything on the internet then on the city's website this week so that the public can go there and get all the information.
Okay. Yes, Alderman. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, my hope is that the constituent that asked these questions of me is viewing this presentation because in the midst of my getting the information from my machine, it somehow got jumbled. I wasn't able to get the name properly or the phone number. So I wasn't able to respond to the individual. So my hope is that that person is watching this evening, and I'm sorry for not being able to address this issue to you personally. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Administrator McKittrick, you have a comment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to point out that this is part of the budget process, so it will be subject to budget approval. It's also in the budget document that will be online as of April 1st. Hard copy here at the City Hall, as well as a hard copy at the library, in addition to what Pam is talking about, posting that list of the street program separately, so it can be found in a couple of different places if folks are looking.
Thank you.
I think what most people are interested in is knowing if their street's going to be done and approximately when. And I think the only thing you can say at this point is that typically we give people at least a month's notice.
Yes, we will be.
The road is going to be done, and they typically get contacted by letter.
That's correct. We will hold a public hearing,
right,
and that would be then probably in May.
Right. So typically they have at least a month's notice of when, if and when there's going to be some disruption.
That's correct.
But unfortunately, at this point, we don't know when that will be. Thank you.
Thank you,
Pam. Any other questions for City Engineer? Alderman Singer, did that answer both of your questions, sir?
Did so. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you.
Anything else for new business other than what I want to say? Being distributed to the Alderman, we have some extra copies, and you could pass them to the audience if you have them. My wife and I experienced a wonderful performance put on by the Geneva Underground Playhouse this last weekend. It goes until April 10th. This is one of the functions in the community that the Geneva Cultural Arts Commission supports financially. And Mr. Joe Stanton, I think, is somewhere in the room.
Really?
There you are, Joe. Okay, good. Find it. And Joe supports it very much, and it was a wonderful performance. So anybody who wants to have a great night at a local theater, I encourage you to attend. You can register and buy tickets through the Internet, and I'm sure the Internet address is on the city webpage or the cultural arts webpage. Anything else for new business? Okay, hearing none, I guess we need a motion to adjourn the
so move
to the next Committee of the Whole, April 11th, Alderman Singer and Alderman Brown, I think. Or was that Alderman Marks?
Alderman Marks.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good. Well, I couldn't.